Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if all you know of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints is the secret, is the TV show The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, then it is a bit different to that. The church has a number of churches around Ireland, and it's just announced it's about to build its first temple here. Ben O'Farrell is a member. Afternoon, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, is it, because I used the word Mormon there, but ye don't use the word Mormon anymore, isn't that right?
No, it's a nickname for a church, and our church title is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and obviously that gives a greater piece of information. Mormons was a nickname that came upon us 160 years ago, and we've still been trying to loose it off.
Yeah, okay, and also, like, there's variations in the church and, being offshoots and the like, and more Mormon is more kind of an umbrella term for all of those.
Yeah, very much. So there would be offshoots of the church who have other practices and other teachings, and they're not members of the Church of Jesus Christ, but they are loosely called Mormons or fundamentalist Mormons or breakaway Mormons, but they're not actually members of the church itself.
Right, okay. But then again, probably they'd say they are members of the church and you're the breakaway ones.
Yeah, of course. Just, yeah.
How long have you been a Mormon for, or is it all your life?
Yeah, so my parents joined the church in 1969. I was just 2 years old. They were both practicing Catholics, lived in Finglas. And when my dad obviously had his second child, my younger brother, he said, I need to find out a little about what life is all about and what we can do for these children. So he spoke to his local priest, got a few answers, wasn't 100% sure, spoke to a couple of other religious people, and two missionaries from our church happened to knock on the door. He listened to them for a number of weeks, read the things they asked him to read, and he felt it was the right faith for him. He believed it was a restored church and it was the way God wanted it to be.
Right, okay, so he kind of lost faith in Catholicism then.
Yeah, and I mean, Catholicism was very good to him in his life and taught him lots of things. I mean, there's wonderful principles in it, but he had more questions than they had answers, I think, at the time. And so I think in the church, he found more of the answers that he wanted, and that's what caused him to convert to the Church of Jesus Christ.
And how old were you at the time?
Yeah, I was just two years old.
Right, okay, so you've grown up in it then.
Yeah, I've grown up as a young boy, and then we don't get baptized as newborn babies. We get baptized at 8 years of age, and similar to the Bible, when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, our baptisms are by immersion. So we get immersed in the water briefly for a second or two.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, what river did you get immersed in?
No, so the church buildings that we have little small baptismal fonts where
right.
two people can
okay.
stand in.
Really so. Bringing you down to the Liffey.
Yeah, no, you're not far off. My father was baptized before they had a church building, and he was baptized out in the Irish Sea. In October. So it took
Whoa.
Two of them to keep him upright.
Yes. Okay, that's commitment. You've got to.
Indeed, you've seen the pictures.
That's total commitment. And so when you were growing up, did you go to kind of the local school and people would go, oh God, he's a different religion and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so the first, I remember going home to my mother one day because someone called me a Protestant and I didn't know what a Protestant was. Mm-hmm. I obviously knew it wasn't the Catholic, it appeared. But that was maybe 8 or 10 years of age. I never really had a problem. I did end up going to a Protestant primary school and then to a non-denominational. I went to Mount Temple Comprehensive on the Malahide Road, and it was non-denominational, so there was lots of faiths there. So I had no difficulty, no challenges whatsoever growing up in the 70s and 80s in Ireland with my faith. No
okay.
problems at all.
So, and technically, are the Latter-day Saints, are they Protestant?
Well, they're Protestant in the fact that they're not Catholics, but they're
yeah.
not Protestants in the true sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the people at the time knew I wasn't a Catholic, but they didn't know what I was, so they just announced that I was Protestant. But
that's very Irish.
It is a Christian faith. We
yes.
do believe it is a Christian faith. It's called the Church of Jesus Christ. We believe in Christ. We believe he was born in Jerusalem, Bethlehem. We believe his mother was Mary, his father was Joseph, and then he was born through the power and influence of God, who was his father.
Yeah, indeed. Though I suppose that Joseph Smith would be the founder of the religion, and what you believe
yeah,
was revealed
and
to him.
More, yeah, more than a founder, we consider it to be a restored church. So Joseph was a young boy living in upstate New York. His family were religious. I mean, there was no Netflix or Twitter or anything else at the time. So the family read their Bible often. They did attend different churches, and young Joseph would hear them sort of talking amongst themselves and didn't know whether he could go to church with his dad or should he go to church with his mom. And he read in the Bible, in the King James Version that most all of us read, and it said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And he said, I'm going to ask God what I should do. And we believe that Joseph went to a grove of trees. He knelt down. He was very worried about what he'd say. And he literally asked God what church I should be in. And he had a vision, we believe, where God and Jesus Christ appeared and told him that his role was to restore to the earth the Church of Jesus Christ as it has existed in Christ's time. Hence, we have temples, we have baptism by immersion, we have lots of those things in our faith.
Right, okay, yeah. And you did mention missionaries. Is that something you still do in Ireland?
Oh yeah, very much. We've usually two missionaries in every congregation, sometimes four. Back in the 80s, we would have had maybe 14 or 16 missionaries inside the Finglas area. That number is much smaller now because they have 70,000 volunteer missionaries all over the world. So they literally are in every country in the world. But yeah, at 19, a young man can apply to the church. He pays for himself or with his family or a local congregation will help. And he heads out for 2 years to go knocking on doors and seeing if people would like to know about the church. And that's still very active today. I done it myself. I was in England for 2 years. My brother went to California. My friend went to Arizona. Another friend went to Canada. So lots of people from Ireland have travelled all over the world on missions.
And so would it be normally the case to say if you're Ireland, you're going to go to a different part of the world and vice versa?
Yeah, it just could be anywhere. You apply to the church, you say you're available from such and such a date. The leaders of the church all the way up, our church is led by a prophet and 12 apostles, and it's the office of the 12 apostles that actually look at all the paperwork of these thousands of people. They review them every week and they say, I believe he should go here, he should go there, he should go there. So you could go anywhere. We had a girl from Ballymun, served in Guam. I served in Bristol. My brother was in Los Angeles. So you can go anywhere.
Right. And there's as I understand it, about 4,000 members of your church at the moment. So this yes. temple, how big is it going to be?
Yeah, it won't be particularly huge in the sense that, although having said that, all the 4,000 people technically would be able to go to the temple at different times. It's not going to be a temple that's going to hold 4,000 people at once. And normally at the temples, currently there was one in England built in around the 50s that was there for about nearly 50 years. It was the only one in England and Ireland. Then they built one in Preston over 20 years ago. And now recently they've announced a new temple in Edinburgh and one in Birmingham. So we really didn't think we would get one in Ireland, given that there was four of them in the UK. But literally on Sunday past, this Sunday just gone, our prophet, who was actually the oldest religious leader in the world, he's 100 years old, and he gave a wonderful speech at our conference, and he announced 17 new temples, and he announced Dublin, Ireland, to our amazement and delight.
Right. And what's the difference, if that's not a stupid question? You already have churches that people can go to, so why is having a temple better?
I guess the thing to say, if you want to go and learn, we go to school. And a school is set up to have classrooms and teachers, and that's where you go to learn. If you want to go swimming, you go to a swimming baths. If you want to go, you know, you go to different places in your life to do different things. On a Sunday, we go to our Sunday services in our church buildings to partake of the sacraments, the bread and the water, to listen and to be taught. In the temple, that's a completely different place. We don't go to the temple on a Sunday. Temples are closed on a Sunday, but we go to the temple throughout the week. And primarily we go there to learn about why we're here on the earth, where we came from, what we are supposed to be doing here, and where we will go afterwards, depending on how we choose to live our lives. And we also have one of the wonderful things about a temple. You know, obviously, in most faiths, children will be baptized. The ordinance of baptism in Catholic faith, I know they do the communion and the confirmation. In our temples, we do sealings. So myself and my wife Mary were married in Dublin back in the 90s, and we were married till death do us part. And luckily, we're both still alive right now. But then a year later, we went to the church's temple at the time, all the way over in Los Angeles. And we perform an ordinance in there where a husband and wife are sealed and married for not just for this life, but for the next life as well. And that's one of the main purposes of the temple, is for families to be sealed forever.
Right.
I noticed it on a lot of graves. My father passed away 2 or 3 years ago, and I visit his gravesite occasionally, and I noticed on other people's gravestones, they have families are forever, or families can be forever. And these would be gravestones of probably other faiths. So it is a principle that people do believe or certainly hope for. And in our faith, we literally go to the temple and have it happen.
Right, okay. You know, things, I did mention this at the start, that TV show and the play, the Book of Mormon. Does that hurt your community, or does it feel hurt when things like that come out?
Most of the people who I have heard who've went to the show, not most, I've only heard a few people who've went to the show, and they did feel that the show was disrespectful. If that show had been about the Catholic faith or the Church of Ireland, they probably wouldn't have been allowed to go on because they were so disrespectful in it. But in reality, we're talking about my church because of it. And other people are listening to the radio and saying, oh, there is a church called the Church of Jesus Christ. So, you know what they say, no publicity is bad publicity. So my father used to always say, live your life in such a way that if anyone talks bad of you, no one will believe them.
Okay, fair enough. That's a good way to try and live. Ben, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Ben O'Farrell there, a local member of the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.